We have Elizabeth Baldwin speaking on citrus greening disease or Huanlong Bing effect of orange juice and juice quality.
Well, I'm not sure how many of you are familiar with the sad story of citrus greening disease, also called Huanlong Bing, and we'll be calling it HLB. I spearheaded this project in general, but I'm going to include the work of almost everybody in my unit, plus some grower cooperators and some people outside my unit. So I tried to interject their names for along with the data that I'll be presenting. So flavor issues with HLB to start with. I'll give you the whole story up front, and then I'll tell you why. It imparts a bitter, sour taste due to lower sugars, often higher acids, and higher levels of defense compounds, which are limonoids and flavonoids, some of which are bitter and astringent. And the fruit act like they're slower to mature, which is probably due to a damaged vascular system from this bacteria. We conducted sensory analytical chemical analyses, and we compared HLB to healthy juice. What I say for the juice pretty much applies to the fruits as well, to determine off-flavor drivers. We conducted blending studies to see how much HLB juice could be blended with healthy juice before people would notice a difference, because in the juice industry in Florida, we were a 90% juice industry. Who knows what we're morphing into now. They would have inventories with, you know, thousands of gallons of juice, and they would blend previous season's juice, early season, late season, different varieties to get a uniform color and sugar acid ratio. So blending is a strategy management for flavor management that they could use. We developed objective analytical methods to screen juice for HLB off flavor as another management tool. And since bitter compounds that were present in orange juice were actually below their reported thresholds, that's the level at which you could notice or taste a compound, we looked into determining their thresholds in orange juice. And since growers are using foliar nutritional treatments to mitigate HLB symptoms on the tree, and it did perk up the trees for a while, but they since then declined, we wanted to test if it would perk up the flavor. And we looked at the effect of fruit loosely held on the tree for their flavor differences, because there's a lot of fruit drop and a lot of those fruit are loose on the tree. And we're currently looking at HLB-tolerant hybrids in the USDA and University of Florida breeding programs for orange-like and overall quality. So I'll talk about some of this stuff. First of all, I wanted to talk about asymptomatic versus symptomatic fruit. The disease makes the fruit kind of small, green, and lopsided. And you can see here the healthy fruit, and this is mildly symptomatic. These guys will pretty much taste like healthy fruit, but these severely symptomatic fruit have a lot of off flavor. And so the more we morph from this to this, which in Florida where the fruit are getting smaller and greener and more symptomatic because the disease is widespread, the poorer the flavor. So this has been published, and symptomatic fruit are reported to impart sour, bitter taste to the resulting juice or the fruit, and do impart to decrease sugar, sometimes increase acids, and the increased bitter limonoids. So quality aspects for orange juice, and this would apply to the fruit as well. You have color and their corresponding chemical and microbial characteristics. You have color due to carotenoids, sweetness due to sugars, sourness, acids, bitterness due to the limonoids and flavonoids, astringency due to the phenolic compounds in general, aroma due to volatiles, and you can get off flavor from certain non-human pathogenic microbials, and mouthfeel due to viscosity and pectin, and nutritional health benefits, mainly vitamin C and folate. So all those in red are affected by HLB because the sugars decline, the acids increase, the bitter limonoids increase, the phenolics increase, the volatile profile changes, and you get less top fruity notes like esters and more terpenoid-type compounds. But there's no effect, there is not a lot of effect on viscosity and pectin. Sometimes in sensory panels, Amplotter will test the body, which is the viscosity, and sometimes there's a difference. No changes in actually the vitamin C or folic acid that we could see. So to do this work, we measure the chemical and biochemical and physical characteristics, sugars and acids with refractometer and UV detectors and HPLC, limonoids and flavonoids with HPLC-MS, solutes, we do use the e-tongue, electronic tongue. Aroma volatiles, GCMS, and e-nose, electronic nose. And we rate sensory descriptors using a trained descriptive panel or a difference from control panel, which I'll talk about later. And we look at microbial populations or for the pathogen using qPCR. So for biochemical analysis, we developed a method to do qPCR of the juice, and Wei Zhao and Jim Bai were the main people who worked on this. The HLB pathogen, Candidatus liberibacter asiaticus, affectionately known as CLAS, titer can be determined in processed juice by analyzing the 16S rDNA gene, as they usually do in PCR. A patent was allowed for this process, and it's used to predict the quality in the juice, and it included cider because it was a patent, in relation to the microbial DNA that you find. So the more pathogen DNA we find in the fruit or the juice, we could predict that that juice would taste worse. And I'll show you some data on that later. So all the panel work was done by Ann Plato, and we rated flavor descriptors that we came up with. Orange, grapefruit, fruity, non-citrus, orange peel, green, stale, oxidized oil, and typical HLB off flavor. In red are the desirable characteristics, only two for the flavor. For taste descriptors, we had sweetness, sourness, umami, bitterness, and metallic. Umami is like salty, meaty flavor, kind of like soy sauce. Sweetness is the only positive descriptor there. And then mouthfeel was body, tingling, astringent, and burning. And aftertaste descriptors, after bitter, after astringent, and after burning. So just to give you an idea, this is some fairly recent data. The light-colored bar is healthy fruit, and the dark-colored bar is HLB. This is a trained descriptive panel. And I've circled the three positive descriptors here, orange flavor, fruity, non-citrus flavor, and sweetness. And if you can see, those were perceived to be higher in the healthy fruit compared to HLB. All the rest of the descriptors are negative. They're all higher in the HLB fruit. And we've done this for years, and when we had access to healthy fruit, we go down to the grower in South Florida who was actually pulling the trees where we could have access to healthy fruit and HLB within the same general area, same cultivation practices. So chemically, why is that happening? Basically, again, the light bar is healthy and the dark bar is HLB. HLB has lower pH, higher titratable acidity, lower soluble solids, and lower solids acid ratio. Why is that? Because it has lower sucrose. Almost always it affects the sucrose, which is the main sugar in oranges. Glucose and fructose could be a little higher or lower in healthier HLB, but the net result is lower total sugars. And then higher citric acid. HLB often has lower malic acid, which is not a big player. It's a minor acid for flavor, but it's just interesting that it does. And we have never found any significant differences for ascorbic acid. So for the secondary metabolites, they're all shown here. These are the flavonoids and the limonoids. Again, the light bar is HLB healthy and the dark bar is HLB. And they're all higher in HLB fruit. So we've blown up this section here for you because you couldn't really see it, and it includes very important bitter limonoids, nomalin and limonin. These are the main bitter compounds in orange juice. So all higher in HLB fruit, probably as a plant defense response, and it ends up in the juice. So the thresholds of the bitter limonoids, the panelists were saying, yeah, this juice tastes bitter, but the individual bitter limonoids, limonin and nomalin, were actually within, you know, around their threshold. So we were wondering why that was happening. And actually, when they're together, the threshold detection, for example, here goes from 4 or 5.6 down to 1.89, which is within the level, well within the level you see them in juice. And so they're synergistic in terms of their bitterness perception. And then we tried, this was in a model solution of sucrose and citric acid. We actually tried them in orange juice as well, and they were even more bitter in orange juice than in water or that solution. So recently we've been looking at orange juice because it's more than the bitter limonoids. We know there's some flavonoids. Some flavonoids have been actually reported to be not only astringent but bitter. So we fractionated orange juice and we were tasting the fractions over several years. And what we found, this was healthy juice here and HLB juice here, fractionated exactly the same way, and we tasted the fractions. And what we came down to was a bunch of hydroxycinnamates. So these fractions did not contain the bitter limonoids, no flavonoids, not much anyway. And what you would find in the healthy juice, yes, you got some intensely astringent or intensely bitter, but then there were more of them in the HLB juice where you got a lot of intensely sour, intensely bitter, intensely bitter, intensely bitter. So we think these hydroxycinnamates are playing a role in the off flavor. So blending. As I say, the processing industry does use blending to keep a kind of consistent product. What we did here is we took healthy juice and then we made blends with different amounts of very symptomatic HLB juice made from symptomatic fruit. So we had 6.25% HLB juice in the balance of healthy juice, then 12.5, 25, 50, and 100%, which was all HLB juice. We asked the panelists to compare these blends to a healthy juice, the same healthy juice we used to make those blends, and see where at what level of HLB juice could they detect a difference. The yellow bar is where the panelists could detect a difference. The green bar is where they could tell you what the difference was, like the juice was more bitter or sweeter or less sweet or whatever. So we did this for Hamlin and Valencia, the two main juice oranges in Florida. And at about 25% HLB juice in balance of healthy juice, you could see about half the people, half the panelists could tell you there was a difference. And about a quarter of them could tell you what the difference was. But when you got to 50% juice blend, three-quarters to almost all the panelists could tell you there was a difference, and half to three-quarters could tell you what the difference was. So that's about what the news for the industry, but unfortunately we don't have a lot of healthy juice now in Florida to blend with, but we do get it from Brazil. So we took the same juice and say, why were the panelists detecting that? So we looked at sugars and acids and bitter limonoids. I've told you about the hydroxycinnamates, but the main players are going to be lower sugars and higher limonoids for flavor problems. So again, we have our Hamlin and Valencia. We have healthy and HLB symptomatic fruit. We looked at soluble solids, pH, titratable acidity, but to cut to the chase, we looked at the solids acid ratio. So for Hamlin, there's no difference in solids acid ratio. The flavor problem for this juice was not the sugars and acids. But for Valencia, the HLB juice had a lot lower ratio than the healthy. So the problem was in the sugars and acids. But for the bitter limonoids, it's the opposite. This is Hamlin and Valencia again, healthy in the HLB. Hamlin had a lot more bitter limonoids in the HLB juice than the healthy, more so than Valencia did. So the flavor problem for the Hamlin fruit or juice was in the bitter limonoids. So we take the same juice, and we gave it to the electronic tongue, which I'm showing you a picture there. The electronic tongue has these sensors that dip into your solution, and it can tell you this solution is different from that solution based on the solutes. It won't tell you which ones or anything else, but it can tell you it's different. So when we did that, again, for Hamlin and Valencia, you can see here this is 100% HLB juice was significantly different from 50% blend, which was significantly different from the 6.25 to 25% blend. Pretty much what the panelists found. And for the Valencia, for some reason the software flipped the graph. This 100% HLB juice was different from 50%, which was different from all the other blends that was up to 25%. So this could be a good screening tool to manage flavor. Again, the fruit act like they don't mature, so you have, does this mean my time's almost up? So we wanted to look at symptomatic fruit, early season fruit and late season fruit. The red is an early season symptomatic Hamlin juice. You can see it's low in orange flavor, high in grapefruit, low in fruity non-citrus, high in orange peel, high in typical HLB, high in sourness, low in sugar, blah, blah, blah. The late season Hamlin is in blue, and it has a lot less of those characteristics. And that's compared to the green, which is the Valencia. Valencia tend to have more sugar, so you can see it's sweeter. And it has more aroma volatiles, so it has more orange flavor. So our growers wanted to use nutritional sprays. they perked up the tree. We thought, well, does it perk up the fruit? This is healthy, conventional control, nutrition 1 and nutrition 2 for healthies. HLB, conventionally grown, then sprayed with nutrition 1 and 2, and you can see the fruit are still symptomatic. What they do, this is difference from control test. On the this side, you have always healthy compared to HLB or another healthy. So the difference people thought between two healthy controls on a scale of 1 to 10 was 0.9, very low. But between a control and HLB was 6.6 on a scale of 1 to 10, bitter, sour grapefruit. The HLB had lower ratio and had more bitter limonoids. That's our worst case scenario. So we did this over the years, and pretty much in the beginning, the nutritional sprays seemed to make a difference, where then the orange is the difference between control and HLB or healthy and HLB, and blue is between two controls. But it didn't last. It started to come up here at the end. So the nutritional treatments are not improving flavor overall. And the CT values, that's from the QPCR. You know, higher CT value means you have less titer. So if you have a high CT value, less pathogen for typical HLB flavor, you have low typical HLB flavor. If you have a low CT value, more pathogen, you have a high typical HLB flavor, for example. So you can use the PCR to predict flavor. And so limonene anomalin are synergistic in terms of perception of bitterness. You need 25 to 50% HLB symptomatic in healthy juice to recognize it. Generally, HLB effect on flavor is more evident than for Hamlin than Valencia. And generally, HLB has more effect earlier than later in the season. Generally, HLB flavor of asymptomatic fruit is pretty much like healthy. And in some cases, the nutritional treatment seemed to result in higher sugars, but it didn't last. The disease catches up with them. The trees tend to decline, and then the flavor declines. And the E-tongue and use of QPCR could be a good screening tool for HLB juice.